اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين. ثم صلاة وسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, in this session, we will speak about verse 21 of Surah Al-Hashr, and particularly in the light of the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stated that the Qur'an has been revealed in five aspects: the halal, al-haram, al-muhkam, al-mutashabih, wal-amthal. It has been revealed in these five aspects, with decrees, with injunctions, with those verses which are clear, and those verses which may not be clear or understood, except, of course, if you refer back to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Ahlul Bayt. And then also the parables. And then the Prophet, he gave advice with regards to this last aspect of the Qur'an, that is the parables. He says, وَاَعْتَبِرُوا الْأَمْثَالِ وَاَعْتَبِرُوا بِالْأَمْثَالِ, and take lessons from the parables of the Qur'an. With this in mind, I think that it is best to start with the very verse that we recited in the beginning, verse 21 of Surah Al-Hashr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he states that if he had revealed this Qur'an upon the mountain, or upon a mountain, then you would see that mountain khashi'an mutasaddi'an. That mountain would be humbled. It would be trembling. Mutasaddi'an. And it will crumble. Mutasaddi'an means that it will crumble into dust. It says, if this Quran was revealed. And what we learn from this verse are many things, but here we will only focus on two things. One is the spiritual weightiness of the Qur'an. And second, how we can benefit more from the Qur'an. When we look at the spiritual weightiness of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explains it very clearly, that the mountain would crumble. It will humble itself. And this particular verse, it parallels one of the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith where he says, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمَ ثَقَلَيْنِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَعِدْرَتِي أَحْلُ الْبَيْتِ, that I'm leaving behind two weighty things. One is the Book of Allah, and the other is his holy progeny. And what the Prophet is explaining here is the spiritual weightiness of the Qur'an itself, and also that of his Ahlul Bayt. But in this session, we'll only focus on the Qur'an. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can truly understand this parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's setting for us in the Qur'an, that when we read the Qur'an in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 147, in this particular verse, Hazrat Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, allow me to see you. Because Bani Israel, they had made the calf, the golden calf, because they wanted to see the God that they were worshiping. So Hazrat Musa, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to see you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, look towards this mountain, and I will reveal myself to this mountain. And if this mountain remains standing, then you will see me. But as the verse goes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed himself and the mountain was crushed. It crumbled into dust. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's stating or he's making this expression in Surah Al-Hashr that his words, the Qur'an, will have a similar effect to the mountain. That if it was revealed upon the mountain, just as the mountain was crushed in the story of Hazrat Musa, the mountain that received the Qur'an would also be crushed. It would be dust. So this is the spiritual weightiness of the Qur'an. That the Qur'an is deep. It has benefit for us, for our soul. Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of his encounters with the believers, he also alludes towards this spiritual depth of the Qur'an. In this encounter, Imam Musa Kadhim, he asks this believer, أَتُحِبْ الْبَقَى فِي الدُّنْيَا? Do you like to stay in this world? And this believer, he answers, Na'am, yes, in the affirmative. I would like to stay in this dunya. So Imam Kazim, he says, why? Why would you like to stay in this dunya? And he responded, لِقْرَاءَةِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. Meaning that the believer, he wanted to stay in the dunya simply to recite this verse, this chapter. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. And as we know from one of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this particular chapter, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, in his own words, he says, this verse was not revealed for the people of my time. He says, because there will come a time near the end of time that the believers will begin to understand the meaning of this verse. When we look at the chapter, Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. It wasn't that the Arabs, they cannot understand the literal meaning of this verse, but the depth of this chapter is what the Prophet was pointing to. That the depth of this chapter will be understood at the end of time. And here we see that in the time of Imam Musa Kadhim, one of the believers, he says that he wants to remain in this dunya simply to recite this chapter of the Quran. It's an indication that to some extent he understood more than just the literal meaning of this chapter, but he understood a bit of the depth of this chapter. Thereafter, the Imam, he also stated, again alluding to the depth of the Quran while engaged with this particular believer, he said that the believers in the grave, they will be taught the Quran as well. That when they pass on from this dunya and in the grave, because they had love for the Quran, they wanted to again recite the Quran in the best of manners, understand the depth of the Quran, that while in the grave, they will be taught the Quran, he says. This will be done so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the status of the believers in the hereafter. He says, فَإِنَّ دَرَجَاتِ جَنَّةِ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ آيَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. That the levels of paradise are based upon the depth and the levels of the verses of the Qur'an. So that's with regards to the spiritual weightiness of the Qur'an, that we should learn from this parable in verse 21 of Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59 of the Qur'an. With regards to the other lesson, how to benefit from the Qur'an. We understand this from verse 21 by the example of the mountain, meaning that the mountain, if it had intellect, if it had reasoning, if it understood exactly what was being revealed to it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it would humble itself. It would crumble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a lesson for us, that if we want to gain from the Qur'an, then we must approach the Qur'an in the same manner, with humbleness, with an unassuming ego, خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا. And if we approach the Qur'an in this manner, then we will benefit more from the Qur'an. I have a friend who, before he embraced Islam, he had associates and acquaintance who were Muslims, but he always looked at the Qur'an thinking that this book has nothing for me. What is this book? It's just like any other book. And this is what he explained to me, that how he became Muslim, how he embraced Islam. He said, this is just simply any other book. He says, and when he opened the Qur'an with this mindset, he said he could never read more than one sentence of the Qur'an. Meaning that he couldn't even get past one ayat of the Qur'an. He says it was just confusing. It was something, he said, it didn't make any sense to him. But then there were some things that happened in his life that humbled him. Certain circumstances, certain events that he felt in his life that he had become humbled. It had affected him quite often. He says, and in that state, he opened the Qur'an. And when he opened the Qur'an, he found an answer to his situation. He said immediately he put the Qur'an to the side. The next day he did the same thing. Again, he found an answer to his problem. He said by the third time he did this, he realized that, no, there is something in this Qur'an. And he understood that before, when I approached the Qur'an, I approached it with an assumption that this Qur'an is a simple book, is like any other book. But when he had become humbled, his ego had become humbled, and he approached the Qur'an, he could understand the Qur'an. So by approaching the Qur'an in this manner, we will understand the Qur'an. And alhamdulillah, this blessed month of Ramadan, it provides us the best of opportunities to approach the Qur'an in this manner, with humbleness, with an unassuming ego. It is as if Ramadan has been a stage that was set for us to understand the Qur'an. In one of the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi afwasalatu wasalam, in the Lantern of the Path, Misbah al-Sharia, he states that كَثَّرَةُ النَّوْمْ يَتَوَلَّدُ مِنْ كَثَّرَةِ الشُّرْبِ وَكَثَّرَةُ الشُّرْبِ يَتَوَلَّدُ مِنْ كَثَّرَةِ الشَّبْعِ وَهُمَا يُثَقِّلَانِ النَّفْسِ عَنِ التَّاعَةِ وَيُقْسِيَانِ الْقَلْبِ عَنِ التَّفَكُّرِ وَالْخُشُوعِ. He says, excessive sleeping comes about because of excessive drinking. And excessive drinking comes about from excessive hunger and eating. And both of these things, meaning excessive eating and drinking, it weighs the soul down and makes it difficult to worship. And these two things, they harden the heart and makes it difficult to reflect, and it makes it difficult to be humble. And subhanAllah, in this month of Ramadan, our eating and our drinking is less because we are fasting. Likewise, in these nights of Ramadan, particularly also on the nights of Qadr, our sleep will be less. So therefore, it is a moment for us to reflect upon the Qur'an. It is a moment for us to benefit more from the Qur'an. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in this blessed month of Ramadan, He gives all of us success in understanding the Qur'an and benefiting more from the Qur'an. And particularly in the nights of Qadr, that may we understand and reflect upon the Qur'an. Wa asallahu tawfiq li wa lakum. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.